Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Tzadi Beit, and we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah on daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Beit. Onen tovel v'ochelet bischol erev, avolo b'kodashim. So now continuing on with our question of who would be chayev in the event that there is a problem. Now in this case, a person became an onen. And we're going to see later on when we're talking about, did he become an onen before the chiyuv of the Korban Pesach, or did he become an onen only after he was mitchayev, and then in the afternoon he became an onen? What would be the din? So here it says he's allowed to be a tevel. The reason he has to be tevel, that's a gezera derabbanan, that anybody who was in a matzav where they were unable to eat kachim is considered to be tamei for kodesh purposes because they were mesiach das, and until he goes to the mikvah. Okay, fine. So for that, he'll go to the mikvah. That he can even do tonight, right? And what's the question? That an onen is also, if someone dies, that he's mechuyev to be mizabo for, he's also an onen during the night. But that's only a din derabbanan, because onen, anina zelayla, midiraisa is mutar. So because of that, the rabbanan were not ma'amid divrayim b'mokom kares, and they said, even though he would normally be an onen tonight, min rabbanan, forget about that. Let him bring his carbon. Somebody else will bring a carbon for him, and he can eat the Pesach that night as long as he was yotzei the tefillah de rabbanan because of having been an onen. But he couldn't do that for other kachim, because why would the rabbanan say he shouldn't have to worry about his aninus laila for other kachim? He can eat it some other time. So because of that, we are limiting this special dispensation to the Korban Pesach. Someone who was shomea al meto, so somebody who found out about a member of the family that died, so that day, even though his mace is not mutob lefanav, and this is something that happened a long time ago, he didn't know about it, so midrabonan, there's an aninus yom there, but not an aninus laila, because midiraisa is not an onen, really, for having found out later, or hamalat ketlo atzamot. Or if they would, as I mentioned many times, that the derech was in those times where they didn't have the ability to bring someone who had died to Eretz Yisrael for kvura, to the family plot for kvura, because of the time that it would take. So what they would do is they would bury the individual bedavka wherever it was, and the mace was kena mikema, and then the din would be that after the body decomposed, they would take the remains and put it into the family plot, or bring it to Eretz Yisrael, as the case may be. So over there, if someone does that for him, it turns out it's talking about the halacha, is that he has a din of that day being an aval on his parents again, because of the bringing up the entire original kvura and so on. But over there, since the whole halacha, even during that day, is the Rabbanan, so there he could be Tova V'ochel, even in other kachim, because since the day itself is at Gezerah, so they did not make an Gezerah on a Gezerah to make an Aninas Laila. Now, how about a Ger that was Mizgayer? So a Ger that became a Ger on Erev Pesach. Beit Shammai says, okay, so the moment that he became a Ger, he became Chayev. So at that moment, he should bring his Korban Pesach. So he goes to the mikveh, because we always, as we'll see, we made a halacha that someone who was once an oral now becomes a mohel, so he has a din of tumah. So he goes to the mikveh. And that night he becomes tor like any other person who was harif shimshai, and he's able to eat. Whereas Beis Hillel says, no, haporesh min ha'orla, we'll see that this is not really talking about haporesh min ha'orla as a physical symptom, but haporesh min ha'orla as a ruchnias symptom, meaning that's referring specifically to a non-Jew who became a Jew, and he was poresh min ha'orla. So there we make a gezerah that it's as if he was poresh min ha'kever, and he becomes tameh with tumas meis. And we'll see what the reason is for this takana. But in any event, how do we understand the Mishnah says the Gemara Maitaima? Well, obviously the Tana holds, because Sovar Aninus Laila is only a drabbanan, and since a Pesach is a Chiev Kares, lo he'emidu divrehem b'makom karet. Masha Enkein, by Kachim we have a mitzvah, general mitzvah, to eat your Kachim. Okay, so in there the Rabbanan said, b'shev ve'al ta'aseh, that better not to, even though there is a mitzvah, as it says, v'achlu otam, asher kupar b'hem, but it's not a mitzvah that is a chiyuv kares. So there had midu divrayim. It's just a regular asay. A midu divrayim b'mokam asay, but a sheva al taaseh. So therefore, you can't eat as an onen in normal kachet. Someone who was shomea almeto or is malakate. Malakate. What do you mean? He himself was malakate. That's meis. He needs hazor, doesn't he? I mean, he's tummy. He became tummy meis. So by hazor shlishi v'shvi. Ema shelik too low, which is the way we have it, that others were malakate for him. He becomes midrabbanan. He becomes like an onan on that day. And then we had the machlokas pechame beitel about a gershon itgayer. Omer Rabba Bar Bachana Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Even though the lashon that we used in the Mishnah is a parish bina or like a parish bina kever, it does not mean anyone who's parish bina orla. It means a parish bina orla as a non-Jew. So the machlokas is ba'or al nochri, because Beis Hillel says because there's a big problem over here, because lemaisa this guy does not know the halacha yet, right? Now, he knows that he had, let's say, he had been in touch with a mace that very day or any time over the period. And he knows that. And he knows, let's say we would give him the din of a normal parish minarla, the Yisrael. He knows that he went to the mikveh and he ate his korban pesach that night. So if the next year he becomes tamei, let's say for shivas yamim, you know, and he's a tamei mace, and he'll say, oh, I had that happen to me last year. And last year, I just went to the mikveh, and that night, I ate the Korban Pesach. So I could do the same thing this year, not realizing that last year, he wasn't Mekabel Tuma. Because as a goy, he wasn't Mekabel Tuma. This year, he's not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. So because of that, we were koveya that any time that a non-Jew is parish ben orla, at that point, he becomes tamei as if he was tamei b'mei. So that way he knows he has to wait shivas yomim. He needs hazoya shlishi v'shvi, like any tamei meis, and he won't come to making that kind of problem. So Beit Hillel Savrik Zera Shema Yitmala Shana Haba'a. The Omar, then he's going to say to himself, what, isn't it true that Eshtakad Milo Tavalti V'achalti Akshav Nani Et Bo V'ochal? So he's going to make that error and he won't realize V'lo Yada De Eshtakad Nachriyavi V'lo Mekabel Tuma. He doesn't realize that it was totally different last year. And Akshav is a Yisrael, is Mekabel Tuma. So because of that, in order to make sure that such an error never happens, so therefore, we make this takana. Fine, so once we make this takana, we make it on every case in someone who's Purish Mina Orla. Aval Ora Yisrael. Okay, so Shammai holds, we don't make this takana over here, because he's going to miss out on his first Korban Pesach. That would be terrible. So because of that, he feels we shouldn't make B'mokum Kores, we shouldn't make a Gezerah. Aval Ora Yisrael, everybody's made a Divrei HaKol, Tovel, V'Oichel, Espiskol, Erev, and there's no reason for him not to be able to eat tonight, because he certainly, he knows that there's the Dinim of Tumah. And everybody understands that there's a fundamental difference between becoming Jewish through Mila and simply having Mila. Now, we have a braita that says that this is absolutely true. Tanya Nami Achi, Om Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Lo Nechleku Beit Shammai Beit Hillel Al Ora Yisrael, Shetovel V'Ochelet Pischol HaErev, for sure everybody's Baita. The only machlokes was on an oral Nochri. Shebeit Shammai Omrim Tovel V'Ochelet Pischol HaErev, since it's a Chi of Kares, so we didn't make the Gezeru Beit Hillel Omrim HaPoresh Min Orla, Kiporesh Min HaKever. Omar Rava. Now, when the cases that we've had, turns out, if we put them all together, the way to remember exactly the two categories, there's cases where we are Goyzer B'Makom Kores, and there's cases where we are not. So what are the differences? The difference is like this. The case of the Oro and the case of Hazah, which needs to be done on Shabbos, we'll go through the cases one by one in a moment, and the case of carrying the Ismael in order to do a Mila, which will enable him to eat from a Korban Pesach, over there, even where it was, again, only an Issur Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said, sorry, but you're not going to be able to do that, and you're going to have to miss your Korban Pesach. But the case of an Onein, as we just had in the Mishnah, the case of a Mitzorah, which we'll explain, and the case of a Beit HaPras, over there, they were not Mamid Divrayim B'Mokum Kar. So let's go through each one of the cases. Or El, we just had. That Alibid Beis Hillel, you are going to miss out on your Korban Pesach because of Gezeirah Derabbanan, where maybe you're going to get mixed up and next year. And so they made this Gezeirah that a Perush Ben Orla, if someone is being Megayer, that he's not allowed to bring his Korban Pesach, even though he's going to miss out on a mitzvah of a Chi of Karas. Hazah, that was the case that we had before, which we talked about with Fazoya comes out on Shabbos. That was the case where, in order to be able to bring his Korban Pesach, he would have needed to be doing the Hazoya on Shabbos. And we said he can't do the Hazoya today. And Eino Doches HaShabbos, and because of that, if the seventh day comes out on an Erev Shabbos, we went through all of the dinim before, but what happens if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos? One of the big problems is if it was Chayav Hazoya, he cannot get Hazoya, even though it's only a Gezeirah Derabbanan. But the Rabbanu remind me that Gezeirah b'makom Karas. And the third case was the Ismail, the Tanya, where we had a case where someone has an Eved or a Ben, and he needs to do the Mila on Erev Pesach, again, where Erev Pesach comes out on a Shabbos, and he didn't have a knife. So the halacha is over there. The kishem she'in mevino to derech reshut harabim. I understand. I can't do it unless I hold like Rebbe Elazar, but I can't do like Rebbe Elazar, but I can't do it on a nisur d'oraisa. But even in a nisur d'rabbanan, I can't do it. The same way I can't carry that knife to the mila on an erev Pesach, which is a Shabbos, derech reshut harabim. I wouldn't even be able to do it if I didn't have an erev. Let's say derech gagot, derech hatzirot, derech karfeifot. Now, all of those rishuyas are considered to be rishuyas that are asur on me only in the rabbanan. Afa pikein, the rabbanan remind me divrayim in this case, b'mokom kores, and they said you're not allowed to be bringing your Korban Pesach because you're not allowed to bring a Korban Pesach if you haven't been mal all of your zechorin. So that would be the three cases on which we're maimed. The case of the onen, which we said we're not maimed, that's our Mishnah, Hadi Amaran, that even though there's a din of Aninus Laila, the Rabbanan, we're not maimed divrayim in a mokum of Aninus Laila. What's the case of Mitzora that we also give a dispensation? Tanya, Mitzora shechal shmini shelo b'erev Pesach. So here, if the Yom HaShmini is on Erev Pesach, and we said that the halacha is that he is able, of course, to be eating that night. But the problem is that this guy became a Balkari on the very day that he was supposed to bring his Korban for the Mitzaras of the Mechusar Kippurim. So now what's he going to do? He can't bring his Korban because he can't come as a Balkari into the Harabayit. So the halacha is that he can be Tovel V'Ochel, and he's allowed to go to the mikveh, and he can eat his Korban Pesach tonight. And even though Omru Chachomim Afa Pisha Tvu Yom Eino Nichnas, how is he going to be able to come in to the Beis HaMikdash, put his thumbs and his toes into the Mokum, which is an Iser Knesa for a Tameh? So I understand the Torah said that a Mitzora, this is what we do for a Mitzora. But he's a Balkari. He can't even get to the place where we would be standing as a Mitzora, who was a Tvul Yom. Remember what happens over there. The Mitzora goes to the mikveh on the seventh day, and he's tor from his Tvul Yom that night. The next morning, he has to come in, and he's a Mechusar Kippurim. So as a Mechusar Kippurim, he's not allowed to go into the Azara, right? Okay, so what does he do? Remember, we said that the inside of the Shar Niknar, we were not Mekadesh with the Kedusha of the Azara, so that the Mitzora could stand there, and he would just put his thumbs into, and that, according to one Adi Amar, is Bia B'Miktsas, and Bia B'Miktsas is Lav Shema B'Yes, there would be no Isser. And if you hold, according to the Adi Amar, that Bia B'Miktsas is considered to be Shema B'Yes, so then, obviously, the Torah is saying, okay, whatever is absolutely necessary for your Tyrus Saraz, you're able to do. The problem is that this guy was not able to be a Mechusar Kippurim because he's a Tvul Yom. Because since he was Roa Keri on this day, so on the night, whatever, before, but I mean, still this day, so he went to the mikveh, great, but he's still a Tvul Yom until tonight, and a Tvul Yom is not allowed to come on into the Machane Leviyah. So how the heck is he able to get into the area where the Mitzora, as a Mitzora, will stand in order to be Machmis Ba'onos? So in that case, he is allowed to go to the mikveh, and even though he is a Tvul Yom. The Chachamim said, Amru Chachamim, Afal Pisha Tvul Yom, a normal Tvul Yom is usher to go in to the Harabayit, and he can't even get to Shar Niknar, obviously. This particular Tvul Yom can go into the Harabayis. And Mutav Yavoa Seishi Yeshbo Karet, what it sounds like is we're talking about a Diraisa. We'll see in a moment that we aren't really. But it's better that the essay, which is the essay of bringing the Korban Pesach, which is so chomor that it's Chayav Kares, that essay should be Doiche, the essay of Shiluach Tmeim from the Beis HaMikdash, and that is therefore more important. And as Rabbi Yochanan explained it, obviously doesn't mean that it's the essay is Doiche an essay. What it means is that B'diraisa Dvar Teira Afilo Asei Einbo. This halacha that a Tful Yom is not allowed to come into Machane Leviyah, even into the Harabayit, that itself is a takona derabbana. Shenemar, it's a very early takona, and it was created by Yehoshaphat, still during the time of the Malachim. And we see that from the pasuk. It says, Vayamod Yehoshaphat b'kahal Yehuda v'Yerushalayim b'beit Hashem lifnei hachatzer hachadasha. He stood in front of the new chatzer. So what exactly new chatzer was that all about? Well, that new chatzer, this came at a very, very important moment because they were doing teshuva and everybody was betired themselves and they came to Yerushalayim in order to be mispal because there was this massive war with all the goyim had gotten together, with Edom had gotten together with Ammon and Moab. So over there it says that they did something special and they came in front of the new chatzer. So the new chatzer was a takona that they had made that day. And that's what made it new. They didn't build a new chatzer, but shkitshubo davar, in order to be machmer on themselves and to learn to be more makbid on tuma, so shkitshubo davar ve'amru tful yom lo yikanes b'machane leviyah. That was the day that they made the takana that even a tful yom is usher from coming into the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so this was a Kabbalah that Rabbi Yochanan had. And therefore, what we're talking about is an Isser de Rabbanan, and yet this is here mutter for a Mitzera, who because of this new Gezer of Chitshubo Dvorim is a very chomer Isser de Rabbanan, yet from the time of Yehoshaphat, that they were not maimed that Isser in front of the Mitzora's need to be able to bring his Mechusar Kippurim on his Erev Pesach in order for him to be able to eat his Korban Pesach that night. And what is the case of the Beit HaPras? The Beit HaPras is the halacha that we have in the Mishnah, which that we have in Mesechet Ohalot, which we're getting very close to this Mishnah. We haven't gotten there yet. That Shavin Beit Shammai u'Beit Hillel, that Bodkin le'ose Pesach ve'ein Bodkin le'ochle Truma. So it is possible to get away with going through a Beit HaPras, if you need to as a Kohen, in order to make it in time to bring your Korban Pesach. Remember that a Beit HaPras is a place where the plow had plowed up. We know there was a kever here, and the plow had plowed it up. And the Rabbanan were gozer that an area of Mea Amma, al Mea Amma, we have a chashash that the remains were crushed and scattered, and that you might come in contact with an etzem kisaira. Now, an etzem kisaira is not metame be'oyal, that we did learn in Oyalis, but it's metame if you move it, that's a tumas masa, or if you touch it. So you're able to get through that Beit HaPras Rabbanan through a bedika, which we'll discuss in a moment what that bedika is. But you could not do that for a regular, even though the guy's being Isaac in a mitzvah and he's eating truma, you could not do that for him. He would have to circle around, but it's going to take me another 2 days in order to get to where my truma is. So you'll wait 2 days. Big deal. But when it comes to the Korban Pesach, he doesn't have to wait and he's able to be bodek his way through. Now, when we say bodek his way through, how exactly do you do that? So says Rav Yehuda, well, Shmuel explained, you know those infernal machines, those leaf blowers? And everybody wonders, like they wonder about mosquitoes, right? Why were mosquitoes created? So it must have been bothering you. Why were leaf blowers created? And the answer is for Kohanim to be able to make their way through a Beit HaPras, because the only way that they'd be able to be bodek was they take a leaf blower, and that way they can see that there are no atzamot in the way, and they're able to walk their way through. So because of that, we were matir them on Erev Pesach to blow their way through, which is called min ha-peach Beit HaPras v'olech, you blow your way through the Beit HaPras. Whereas Reb Yehuda bar Abaye Mishmeid Reb Yehuda holds, no, I mean, just for an Issacharis to create leaf blowers, not a good enough explanation. The meaning of bodek is not to blow your way across, but rather to be semich on the halacha that a Beit HaPras shenidash is tahor. So if this became a path which has been trampled over and everything is crushed down now and it's like solid earth, so over there we were not gozer because there's no way that there's going to be left an etzem the size of a seora that is exposed in such a way that you could have possibly become tame, either because it's not going to be a seora after all of this traffic or because it's going to be underground at that point and everything is solid ground. So when we say bodek, what we mean is that you're able to check and see, is it indeed completely crushed down or not? That's what bodkin means. Hadron alach ha'isha. And so, we're getting close to the Seder Shel Pesach, so we're going to have to finish our last, before we get to the dinim of the Seder, our last perek over here, and that is Mi Shehaya Tameo B'derech Rechoka. So obviously the one thing that we haven't discussed yet, we talked about how to bring our regular Korban Pesach, yes, and we talked about the various circumstances which would delay a person, and he cannot bring his Korban Pesach, but we haven't talked about the dinim of what in fact is the way in which we bring the Pesach Sheni. And we haven't talked about what is the interrelationship between the Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. In other words, in terms of this Isser Karis that we've been talking about all along, that somebody doesn't bring his Korban Pesach is going to be Chayiv Karis. I mean, doesn't he have an option to bring a Pesach Sheni? What exactly do we mean? And when the Torah gave us the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni, so you remember the case over there was that there were anashim shayu tameim lenefesh adam. We've discussed this and the diak that lo yachlu lasot ha-pesach bayom ahu, and that night we were medayik. They could have been, and Liba, the way Reb Yitzchak understood the pasuk, and that it's telling you that you would be able to bring a Pesach Sheni instead, or that you have to bring a Pesach Sheni instead. Now remember, that was sort of up in the air because we had the question of Shochatim v'Zorkim on a Tamei Sheretz. There were a number of different ways of understanding it. Was it referring to somebody who could have eaten the Pesach tonight, or somebody who no matter what he would have done would be in no state to bring a Korban Pesach, even if he could eat it tonight, because the Torah is not allowing him to. And that would be the machlokas we had before, which we're going to get into again, about Ein Shochtin V'Zorkin Al Tamei Sheretz, meaning even on a Tamei Sheretz, who could go to the mikvah. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded and had Moshe tell them that if someone was Tamei, or Haya B'Derech Rechoka Lachem, so then he should make a Pesach in the next month, Pesach. Now, it's not very clear. We already saw the strange way that Rebbe would have had to understand the pasuk, which is that even though, theoretically, they could bring the Korban Pesach, even though they were a Tamei Sheretz, right? Because even if you hold Ein Shochtin V'Zorkin a Tamei Sheretz, it's only while he's Tamei. But if he goes to the mikveh, so then, Shochtin V'Zorkin. Why not? He's a Tvur Yom. He's not real Tamei Sheretz. And that night, we said that the sun has a tendency to set every single day. And because of that, you can rely on it for the Korban Pesach, that it's going to set, and therefore you'll be able to eat your Korban Pesach. So why not have somebody shecht the Korban Pesach for him? So, okay, that's a possibility, but if that's the case, then it's a very strange pasuk. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, well, if he's too lazy to get to the mikveh, it's okay, he can bring the Pesach Sheni. Weird. But then how would we understand the other case in that pasuk? The other case in that pasuk was Mishaya Tame, O Bederech Rechoka Lachem. Now, the Derech Rechoka is also sort of up in the air. Does that mean he's far away, but if he really tries, could theoretically get there? Does it mean that in the same way that you would be able to shecht for someone who could go to the mikveh, Yod Shokhti Vizorken HaTameh Sheretz, that he could actually send his Karban Pesach, get there after it was too late for him to bring the Karban Pesach, but he would be able to eat the meal because somebody brought the Karban Pesach for him? Or is he, for some reason, excluded from bringing the Karban Pesach, even by making a phone call and having somebody bring it for him? Note that all of these questions are up in the air when we read the pasuk. We don't really understand what the pasuk is referring to. This Mishnah is an extremely dense Mishnah in terms of its, once again, its information density and possibilities of interpretation. And in order to fully understand it, we need to keep in mind all of those issues, and we need to see how the Gemara develops those issues over time. So now, taking all of that into consideration, let's take a look at our Mishnah and see what the interesting issues are. So, Mishayatame obederech rechoka. Now, the next words are a little bit weird. Somebody was tame obederech rechoka, which, I mean, sounds like if they were tame obederech rechoka, they could not have brought the Karban Pesach, right? But then the Mishnah, completely without any need, says, v'lo asat harishon. Well, obviously, lo asat harishon, that's what we're talking about, right? He was tame obederech rechoka. You don't need to say. You just need to say. Right? If you say the words, v'lo asat harishon, so then it sounds awfully like you could have, if you wanted to, have brought it on the Rishon, but you didn't. So then, okay, so then why would it matter if I'm tomei or bederech rechoka, if I could have or I didn't? So, I mean, it's sort of like anybody who could have but didn't. And the din actually is that if somebody could have but didn't, I don't care why, whether he was a shogeg or an ones, or even if he was a mazid, he still has the option of bringing the Pesach Sheni. So like, okay, then you have to immediately consider, so then why do we talk about the case of Tomei or Derech Rechoka? Why don't we just say that if somebody missed Pesach Rishon, he can bring a Pesach Sheni? I mean, that's the easiest way to say things, isn't it? So, that's one of the questions that are going to be troubling us about this Mishnah. Now, suppose he was shagag onenas. So, he had some case of shogeg, or onus. Onus? Isn't the case of tamei or derech rechoka, isn't that onus, that he couldn't? Maybe not. Maybe those cases is some type of special case of onus. What would be the special case? Well, that, of course, is a serious problem, because that depends how you learn the pasuk. When it said tamei in the pasuk, did it mean someone who was tamei but could have brought the Pesach if he had wanted to by going to the mikveh? Is that what it meant? Or did it mean tamei because he was a tamei meis on the sixth day, let's say? There was no way for him to eat. Gee, I don't know. What does Bederech Rechoka mean? Does it mean Bederech Rechoka had absolutely no way of getting there? Or does it mean he's too cheap to take a taxi, and because of that, the way that he's schlepping on his donkey is not going to get him there in time? I don't know that either. Now, that seems to be very nogea, doesn't it? Because if, in fact, the Tamei Bederech Rechoka is not an ones, so then that would be the reason that the Torah has to tell me that he would be nonetheless potter from making the carbon. No, you do not need to take a taxi. No, you do not need to go to the mikveh. Whoa, I mean, it's a big chiddush, but it would be saying that you could be shochet v'zorek al tamei sheretz, and you're potter from bringing a carbon Pesach, even if you weren't really too far away to get there. It's just that where you were, you didn't get there, you know? Now that would explain how we read the next words. Because if the halacha is that there's no difference between a regular shogeg or an ones, or someone who is tamei or bederech rechoka, so then why did the Torah mention a tamei or a haya bederech rechoka? So im kein lama ne'amarta me o shahaya bederach rechoka. If there's no difference between them. Well, the answer is she'elu peturim hikaret ve'elu chayavim behikaret. Now that doesn't seem to make sense. The latter are chayav kares? A shogeg or an ones is chayav kares? Where in the Torah is a shogeg or ones chayav kares? Something is weird. Now, the multiplicity of issues that are involved in this Mishnah are going to concern us throughout the sugya. But let's just take the obvious problem. If the point in the pasuk is that Atame and Derech Rechoka, who are capable of bringing the korban, the Tame being the Tame Meis B'Shvi'i Shelo, or the case of the Tame Sheretz who didn't bother yet going to the mikveh, all he needs to do is go to the mikveh. And nonetheless, the Torah is saying he's potter. Well, there's a very good reason for mentioning him, right? He's not a shogeg. He's not an ones. He's just a lazy bones. He doesn't want to go to the mikveh. I don't know what his problem is. He doesn't want to take a taxi cab. So he's too cheap. He doesn't want to run. He's too lazy. So, I mean, if the Torah is telling me that those guys are allowed to bring a Korban Pesach Sheni, that's an excellent reason for why the Pasuk would mention Mishaya Tamei Obederech Rechoka. An excellent reason. How would you ask such a nutty question about, so why mention a Tamei Vahaya Obederech Rechoka? What do you mean, why mention? How would I know that halacha if the Torah didn't tell me that halacha? In which case, the simple meaning of the Mishnah would be, well, apparently the Mishnah is assuming that the case is that the Tameh indeed would have been unable to get there, and the Derech Rechoka would have been unable to get there, because you're not Shochtim Vizorkin, or because we're talking about a Tameh on a Shishi Shalo, a Tameh Meis, and the Derech Rechoka was not unable to get there because of the fact that he was simply too far. All right, so then you have a good question, but then you don't have an answer. So then why are you saying that there's a din of chiev of kares, elu bi kares, elu lo bi kares? Whew. So no matter how you look at it, the Mishnah seems to be a problem. So in order to understand the Mishnah, let us take a look at the actual machlokas between Reb Nachman and Reb Sheshes as to whether, in fact, someone that was Bederech Rechoka, can he make a phone call to someone who is in Yerushalayim and say, hey, bro, I'm not going to make it. So do me a favor, send in my Korban Pesach for me, will you? Here's my credit card number. And I'm going to get in right before nighttime and have the Korban Pesach that you bring for me. And so do me that favor. Okay? Can he do that or not? So that's the first question that we could see is involved in how to understand our Mishnah. So Itmar, Hayav Bederech Rechoka. So suppose a guy was not able to get there, and Shachatu Vizorku Alav, but he had somebody that was there who went the day before, and he told him, do me a favor, bring the korban. Rav Nachman says that's perfectly okay. Rav Shesha says, no, it's not okay. Rav Nachman says, look, the way to understand the pasuk is that if someone was Bederech Rechoka, even though he has an easy option, you don't want to pay for the cab, so take a neighbor who is taking a cab and tell him to bring the korban for you. Or if you know you're not going to be able to get there, then the day before tell somebody to get there. Or call up somebody in the Beis HaMikdash and tell them to bring it for you. So according to Rav Sheshes, it wouldn't help. Rav Nachman says, if it would help, how do you explain the fact that the Torah says he doesn't need to do that? And that he can bring a Pesach Sheni. Why are we letting him off of his chiyav for Pesach Sheni? The Torah doesn't want to pressure him, you know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want him to suffer that he needs to take a taxi cab or he needs to get to the mikveh. But I mean, if he does, of course, it would be wonderful. If he could call up somebody and get it for him, of course we would accept that. Why not? Reb Sheshes says that is very unreasonable that the Torah would be saying in the context of, remember that context. These guys were complaining, you know, Loma Nigara. Loma Nigara, they were saying. Why should we be left out? What do you mean left out? Who's leaving you out? Take a taxi cab, you idiot. Or go to the mikveh, you idiot. Why are you complaining about being left out? I mean, the whole approach of Rebbe is really funny.
So now, Mishaya. So the Gemara says, Mishaya b'derech rechoka. If he went ahead and he had people shechting for him, what would be the din? The shechtu is zorku alav. So now it says the Gemara. Reb Nachman says that if this guy would have sent his carbon by somebody else, then it would have been accepted. Reb Sheshet says it wouldn't have been accepted. I think we were here. Reb Nachman amar hurtza. The Torah was only being merachim on him. But if he manages to get the carbon sent, of course he could go ahead and he could be yotzei. Except it's just saying he's not mechuyev to, and he's got the option of bringing a Pesach Sheni. That's the only meaning to the pasuk. Reb Sheshet says, no, the point is that the Torah is saying that if he was tamei or hayah b'derech rechoka, that he does not have the option of bringing his Pesach Rishon. He can only bring his Pesach Sheni. And that's why it mentions those cases. Now, you understand that this implies that the Mishnah makes no sense according to Reb Sheshet, correct? Because how in the world would the Mishnah have said that, well, why would it bother mentioning a Tamei or a Hayah b'derech rechoka then? If anybody is able to bring a Pesach Sheni, Reb Sheshet's response to that would be, what are you, nuts? The whole point is that the Torah is coming to tell me that he has no option, and he has to bring the Pesach Sheni. So, I mean, the Mishnah, how could the Mishnah ask such a silly question? Okay, so this is one problem that comes out. And Rashi asks this on his own approach. Rashi says, I mean, isn't Reb Nachman 100% right from the very fact that the Mishnah asked that question? I don't know. I don't understand it. Fine. Okay, so this Nafkamina says, Reb Nachman, explain to me how you can read the Mishnah the way you understand. And that was the diak that we made in the Mishnah right up front, at the beginning. What does it say in that Mishnah? Misha yatameo v'derech rechoka, and then it throws in the ridiculous words, v'lo asa et ha-pesach. Obviously, that's the whole point, isn't it? Therefore, if the Mishnah found it necessary to say, v'lo asa et ha-pesach, it's pretty clear that he could have made the Pesach if he had wanted to make the Pesach, but he didn't. Otherwise, why mention, and he didn't bring the Pesach? You should have just said, if he was Tameh or B'derech Rechoka, so then he makes the Pesach Sheni. So apparently it's up to him whether he makes the Pesach Sheni. There you go. So the Mishnah is clearly saying, says the Nachman, the way I'm explaining it. How else are you going to be able to read it? So it's not. Misha yatameh o B'derech Rechoka, v'lo asat harishon yaset hasheni. Michlal, which makes it quite clear, the Iboi, had he wanted to make the Rishon, he certainly could have made the Rishon, but he didn't. So how are you going to read the Mishnah? Reb Sheshet says, excuse me, the opposite is the correct view in the Mishnah. Because let's assume that you're right, that the words v'lo asa are a reference back to the aforementioned cases. Misha ya b'derech rechoka, v'lo asa. But that can't be the way to read it, you see. Because then read the Sefer of the Mishnah. It says, Shagag Onena. So the guy was incapable. He was nenas. He was tied up on a tree. Okay? He could not have brought his carbon pesach. And when it says over there, Vilo Asa, and he didn't bring it. Well, obviously he didn't bring it. He didn't know it was pesach because he was a shogeg, or he was tied up to a tree because he was nenas. Then obviously he didn't bring it. So just say, Shagag Onenas, he's able to bring a pesach sheni. So don't you understand that the v'lo asa cannot be a reference back to the aforementioned cases? So if in the Sefer it's not a reference back to the aforementioned cases, but is rather hinting at another case that you realize must be there, but we don't know what it is, the same thing is true of the Reisha. The Reisha is hinting at another case. And therefore there's three cases. Mi shayatame, case A. Misha yabederech rechoka, case B. And Misha lo asa ta pesach, case C. Okay? Now that case C, we'll figure out what it is. The same way we're going to figure out case C in the Sefer. Shogak, Ones, or someone else who was lo asa ta pesach. Okay? Now what is the obvious case in the Mishnah, in the Sefer? You tell me what your brain says. Somebody was Shogag, somebody was an Onus, or someone who didn't bring the Karban Pesach. I mean, obviously what that means is, or someone who didn't bring the Karban Pesach because he just didn't want to. He was amazed. He didn't bring the Karban Pesach. Right? Okay, so there's three cases over there. And what the Mishnah would be telling me is that you should know that even the Mazid is always able to bring a Karban Pesach Shin. That's the meaning of the Mishnah. So then in the Reisha, it's got to mean the same thing. So if in the Sefer, what does it mean? Where it's a Shoga Gonen as Balon Asat Arishon Yaset Hasheni. So what are you going to say? That if he said in the Mishnah, Velo Asat, the way you're understanding it, it's going back on the Shoga Gonena? That what? That, and basically it's teaching me that if he was tied up to a tree, he would have been able to bring it. That's absurd, right? So what? The cloudy boy, Avad, he can't. He doesn't know his Pesach. He can't because he's in Anas. Ella, obviously, is adding a third case. Which case? The obvious case, the Mazid case, right? Okay, so then let's go back to your beautiful diak of Nachman and the Reisha and recognize that for purposes of keeping the Mishnah parallel, then the only way to understand those words of Velo Asa is not that the Tameh and that the Derech Rechoka didn't make it, but rather some third party, another case, didn't make it. What case would that be? I'll tell you. It's a case of someone who also was in a matzav where today he can't bring it, but he could have someone bring it for him. Like the Tameh, like the Hayav Derech Rechoka. So then it would be talking about a case of Onen. That's all. So let's add the case of Onen, who would have been Shayach for tonight. Now remember, we don't know, there may be an Onen that cannot send, because we don't know when he became an Onen. When we talked about in the previous Mishnah, previous Perek, the last Mishnah, which as we pointed out many times, always introduces issues in the coming Perek, the last Mishnah of Onen did not specify whether he was an Onen in the morning, and the death occurred before this Mishnah of the Pesach, or he became an Onen later. So therefore, I say, let's add Onen to the case of Mishaya B'derech Rechoka. That means you've got three cases in the Reisha, you've got three cases in the Sefer. What's more? Rav Sheshes, what's more? The Mishnah can only be read the way I want to read it, because continue on and you'll see that there's no choice. When the Mishnah says, Elu peturim yikareit, velu chayavim yikareit, tell me which cases is going on. Which cases are chayav and karet? The shogeg? The nenas? Shogeg and the nenas are chayav and karet? Does this make sense to you? There's got to be a case that is chayav, and what case would that be? That would be the case of mazid. Or that would be the case of an onen who should have sent his karban, but didn't. So over there, he's been in Karsinu. So it's going on those two cases. Now, how are you going to explain that away, my dear Ibn? According to you, there is no case that the Mishnah is offering of a Chiyav of Karet. Ibn Nachman Amalacha, I agree with you, obviously, my dear Ibn Sheshes, there is no other way to read the Seifa. Obviously, it can't mean the Lo Atza, that the guy who's tied to a tree, Lo Atza, and that if he had wanted to, he could have. That's not what it means. But the point is that that is the case it's referring to. Yes, over there, it's clearly adding the Mazid case. But the parallel is a parallel in language. It's not a parallel in concept. So the Velo Asat HaPesach, according to me, in the Reisha is referring to the aforementioned cases. Somebody was Tameh B'Derech Rechoka and did not do the Pesach, even though he could have, because Chotzrach Mana Alei, he brings the Pesach Sheni. That's all that it means. When we get to the Sefer, in order to preserve that same Lashon, the Tana chose that language, which would stop you dead in your tracks, and you would say, what? Shogeg and Nenas V'lo Asah, the Pesach, obviously V'lo Asah. Ah, you mean, and some other person, namely a normal guy, who just chose to be Lo Asat HaPesach. And what is the difference between the two cases? The difference is the Chiyuv of Karet. Now, I know what's troubling you. And it says the cases are Chayavim. Chayavim is Lashon Rabim. So why does it say Chayavim? Whereas according to me, there's only one case that the Mishnah is talking about, that's Chiyuv of Karet. And what is that case? Mezid. So why, therefore, says the Nachman, the Yolam HaMezid L'chudei? As far as this question of B'nai Karin, Ubedinu Diboylam Isna Chayav, it should have said, the difference is that he's Chayav B'Karin, not they are, they are Chayav B'Karin. The only reason that it said Chayavim is to preserve the language of the Mishnah, which according to me is the main point. We're trying to preserve the same language structure in the beginning and in the end. So therefore we use two things that are the same. First of all, we use the word v'lo asa, both in the Reish and the Seifa. And secondly, we use the lashon of chayavin and peturim. So since the Tana of the Reish said peturim, the Tana of the Seifa says chayavin. So therefore, to me, the Mishnah is not a problem. Okay, I'm sorry about that terrible mess up with the internet. So we'll go over this again tomorrow and make sure that we fully understand the implications of this Mishnah. But it turns out, just to summarize, that according to Rav Sheshet, we're talking about six cases in the Mishnah: Tomei, Derech Rechoka, and Onein, and Shogeg, Onein, and Mezid. And according to Rav Sheshet, the reason is that the Tomei and the Derech Rechoka are incapable of bringing the Karban Pesach, in it, because the Torah said, you can't bring the Karban Pesach. And the Onet and the Shogeg are incapable, and the word Elu Keturim Mikaret means that the mentioned cases in the Mishnah that are Beferish and that are not implied by the additional words of Vilo Asa, they are Pater from Karet. But the two cases which are implied with the words Vilo Asa, the Elu, those two cases are Chayav in Karet. Now that is a pretty clear-cut way of understanding both the Mishnah and the Pasuk, because according to Rav Sheshet, the Pasuk is coming to tell you, Yishaya Tamei, the Derech Rechoka, does not have an option of bringing a Pesach Rishon. He must bring the Pesach Sheni. It's Rav Nachman, who seems to be sort of tied up in knots over here, because he learns that the Tamei of the Derech Rechoka can bring a Karban Pesach, it's just that they are given an option to bring the Pesach Sheni. Furthermore, Rav Nachman has to understand that the Lashon of the Lo Asat HaRishon means one thing in the Reisha and another thing in the Seifa. In the Reisha, it's referring back to the case of Tomei B'Derech Rechoka, and it's coming to tell me that after you do have an option, and in the Seifa, the same language is coming to intimate the third case, which is the case of Mezid. And furthermore, Rav Nachman has to learn that the understanding of the Pasuk in the Torah of Tomei B'Derech Rechoka means, well, it's sort of up to you. If you want to go to the mikveh, you can bring your Pesach Rishon. If you don't want to go to the mikveh, you can bring your Pesach Sheni. If you want to take a taxi cab, you can bring your Pesach Rishon. If you don't, you can bring your Pesach Sheni, which is a strange way to learn. And furthermore, the other knot that he's tied up into is that when the Mishnah says, Elu Chayavin, it doesn't mean Elu Chayavin out of the above-mentioned cases. It means one of the above-mentioned cases, namely the case of Mezid, is Chayav, which is pretty obvious, isn't it? Okay, but in any event, if the Elu means the Mezid, why does it say Elu? If it's only one case, why does it Chayavim? So it means all of the above individuals who were Mezid, for whatever reason, all of them are Chayavim. It's not really excusable, except as a parallel to the Reish. So we have two very different pictures of this Mishnah with very different implications, Lahalacha, and each of which has its problem in how to understand the Mishnah. We'll go over with this again tomorrow. Please don't lose faith. We will get there, and the internet, we're going to smash it into shape.